Hi, and welcome to Thinking Out Loud on KBIA. I'm Darren Helwedge. Got a good show tonight. We'll be talking about the Citizen Jane Film Festival in just a moment. I also want to remind you that for the next 2 weeks on this show, we're going to feature a special program on Title IX here at the university with several guests. Be sure to tune in for that starting next Tuesday. First, the Citizen Jane Film Festival. In a moment, we'll talk with Carrie Yost and give a complete preview. First, though, Brady Finn from KBIA News did a quick look at the festival with Paula Elias.
The 7th annual Citizen Jane Film Festival will take place this weekend in Columbia. Hellion, an American drama, will start the festival on Friday night, and a comedy called Meet the Patels will bookend the weekend on Sunday. The festival only features films made by women, but that doesn't mean men are discouraged from attending. Paula Elias is the executive director of the Citizen Jane Film Institute. She says all men are welcome to attend the festival.
We often get asked, can men come? And we're like, yes, bring your brother, bring your friends, bring your grandpa. We want these films to be seen. Women are making films, but they're just not getting seen because they don't have the same access that men do to the big budgets, to distribution, to the big marketing budgets.
More than 200 volunteers put on the weekend festival. Some are students from Stevens College, Columbia College, and MU. Others are professors and community members of all ages. The rest of the staff works for 9 months prior to the festival. This long-term dedication is what has helped Citizen Jane make a name for itself and transform a weekend festival into a year-round film institute. One of the things Elias hopes to change is the perception of women in the media.
The full range and personality of women is not being conveyed in our culture. What we see is what we end up believing. We don't just go to the movie theater to see film. We see it on our phones. We see it on our Xbox. We're consuming film and video at rates that never before in history. It has the power to convey culture. It has the power to persuade us to think, to change our perception.
Once the festival comes to an end on Sunday, Elias is planning on taking a week-long vacation. But first, she says she must sit down and analyze the results from the festival.
Next, we're going to talk with Carrie Yost of Citizen Jane. It's Thinking Out Loud from KBIA. I'm Darren Helwedge, Citizen Jane Film Festival this weekend. It'll start on Thursday, all kind of headquartered out of Stevens College, but they'll be showing films in several locations in downtown Columbia. And here from the Citizen Jane Film Festival is Carrie Yost.
Our tagline's independent film by independent women. So we're a women's film festival. It's not overt in our title, if you think really hard. Citizen Jane is a play on Citizen Kane. But we always say that we're films for everyone. You know, they're made by women. But for instance, when I go to the big multiplex, I don't think, who made that film? Is it for me if it was made by a man? But, you know, 95% of the films were made by men at the multiplex, and so that doesn't give a lot of opportunities for female filmmakers. So our film festival exists basically to give more opportunities for female filmmakers. The way the system is now, the film industry is kind of interesting in that most other industries in the world have evolved. Yeah. And women are well represented, you know, in almost every aspect, in truck driving, and even women in the clergy, or
right.
All these areas have evolved. And for whatever reason, women in film, we are actually getting worse. Our statistics are going down instead of up. And so our festival and our mission of Citizen Jane's actually a year-long institute, and our mission is basically to make that different.
Talk about why women maybe aren't represented at some of the different levels in filmmaking. Is there a lack of interest among women, or are they trying to get in there and just finding doors closed, as has been the case in a lot of other areas?
Definitely there's not a lack of interest. Similar to politics and even the leader of boards of companies and CEOs at the very top level, you don't have a lot of well representation by women leaders. And
mm-hmm.
So directors and women in film, they're the leaders. And it's a cultural problem mostly. And also it's an issue of studios, they only make about 7 to 10 films a year. And if you look at films that are at the theaters, they don't take risks. You know, studios, if they make one wrong move, it literally can put them out of business.
Sure.
And so if you look at what's in a studio, it is something you've heard of before, either a famous book or a sequel to something.
And the directors and the producers are going to be names we've heard too.
Yeah,
the same
ones. And for whatever reason, don't ask me why, but they think women are risky. They are, let's just say it, white older men who
yes.
all know one another. So it's a kind of old-fashioned boys' club, and we haven't cracked that boys' club yet.
Carrie Yost is with us, the Citizen Jane Film Festival. It's going to start with the summit on Thursday and then the films Friday through Sunday. I want to get into talking about the films pretty quickly here, but first of all, tell us about the summit and what that's going to be doing on Thursday.
So kind of going to what we were just saying, you know, that women aren't well represented. We realize that might not be an interesting topic for everyone. There might be some people who just want to see movies. That's fine. The weekend's for you. But on Thursday, if you really care about feminism film as a topic, we have something called the Citizen Jane Summit. And it's interesting. This was something that came about organically, like a lot of our festival has. And we would always go out with the filmmakers, you know, on Thursday night, and we'd all get to talking, and they'd say, you know, you guys really need to formalize this. We get to talking about these issues, exactly what you're asking.
Sure.
You know, what can we do? How can we fight this? What can we all do together? And people would come up with really good ideas. And we've all been on panels at other festivals. We've all talked about this kind of ad nauseum, you know. You know, why isn't it different? What can we do? And so they sort of challenged us to formalize that and bring in some people who are actively doing something rather than say, Why is it this way?
Gee, isn't this a terrible thing?
Isn't this a terrible thing?
You're wringing our hands, right?
You know, we're not passive. Women do have powerful positions and are able, like you mentioned, we are able to do our own things now. We're not maybe beholden to the studio system anymore, and it is losing some power. So now we have a summit on Thursday, and it's free and open to the public. It's at Senior Hall on Stevens College campus. You can go to our website, www.citizenjoanfilm.org, and it will have directions on our map. And we have people on our panel that are really doing something really interesting right now to combat that problem. We're trying to create action, basically. And we have, for instance, there's someone, Leah Meyerhoff, who's actually a filmmaker. She has a wonderful film called I Believe in Unicorns. But she found it something really quite simple. It's called Film Fatale, and it's a collective. It's an old-fashioned salon, if you will, of female filmmakers.
Okay.
And she started this in New York, basically women who get together once a month who are making films. And they come together and they're like, you know, these are the issues I'm having. So now women are making films. And what are the challenges they're having? You know, I'm looking for a good female DP. I'm going to go shoot in London. Can you help me out? Or, you know, what are the challenges you're having with this new camera? Or, you know, I have this new contract with my distributor. I don't know about that. Can you look it over? Just really practical. You know, we're creating this network. That took off like crazy. Now she's founding, you know, these other salons are happening. London just started one. They're starting one in other countries. They're starting them around America. It's this network. So Film Fatale, she's speaking on behalf of that. Imran Siddiqui. He is from the Misrepresentation Project. You probably heard of that movie. It kind of took off.
Yeah.
It's a man. Can you believe that? There's male feminists out there. And we're having one on our panel. We are calling him our token man. We almost put that in our bio. But we decided maybe some people might find that offensive.
You never know.
So, you know, we're going to be politically correct here.
Okay.
Another feminist filmmaker, Juliana Branham, who has a wonderful documentary about a female Native American feminist, LaDonna Harris, is on that panel.
Cool.
And another feminist on that panel who's also talking is Emily Best, who's the founder of a wonderful company called Seed and Spark, who's basically talking about a new model of distribution, how you can bypass that whole Hollywood format altogether. So you can hear about that. And then afterwards, there's a group called Tiny Circus that has a whole collaboration method, teaching a new way to make things, you know, kind of not that hierarchy of top down. And they're making a zine together. So anyway, it's a whole different thing. And if you're interested in that, come join us at 3 o'clock or whenever you can that day.
All right, it's the Citizen Jane Film Festival. Carrie Yost with us. And let's go ahead and get into talking about some of the films, because that's, you know, like you said, that's what a lot of this is all about, is just showing some cool movies and maybe throw three or four of us out at us that you're real excited about that we're going to get to see this weekend.
Well, opening night is always exciting for us.
It's
opening night. Yeah, you pick a film that you think everyone should see. Don't miss it. I think one of the reasons we're excited about it, it's a film that really fits the mission of Citizen Jane. It's a past filmmaker that we've had who just shows a filmmaker in her prime. Her name's Kat Candler, and she did this amazing short film called Hellion. It's the name of the feature that we're featuring, called Hellion, and it's about a man. It stars Aaron Paul from Breaking Bad. I think some people recognize him. And it's a man who has two sons who's really struggling. It's a drama. It's a heavy-hitting drama. It's a kind of drama. It's about a family. It's a guy with two sons. His oldest son is reaching kind of adulthood, teenager, dealing with that. And it's a father who's struggling with what to do when his family's kind of falling apart, and how do you get back to that place of bringing it back together. And I think anybody who's struggling with family issues and you know, it comes to a really emotional climax, and it really has a message of hope in it. It's phenomenal acting. It's been critically acclaimed at every other festival. It's a director in her prime. You know, it's somebody we really believe in. I think, you know, we've had a really good track record with opening night film. You know, past opening night filmmakers have been Lena Dunham, for instance, Tia Lesson, who went on to be nominated for an Academy Award. I think Kat Candler really is on that list of somebody who's just exceptional talent.
Great.
The young child actors in this are phenomenal. It stars Juliette Lewis. But mostly it's just a film we truly believe in that we feel everyone should see and not miss.
Let us know, for people that are turned on by that, then where exactly that one's going to be and what time on Friday night.
It's at our wonderful The Missouri Theater at 7:30 on Friday night. And come early. We have a little reception. You can get a little drink and join us for reception.
And there's a lot of films with the festival. If you want to find out more, just go to the website. Again, it's citizenjanefilm.org. Carrie Yost with us from the Citizen Jane Film Festival. Maybe one other film then talk about that you're really stoked about.
So we're bookending that with another family film, but it's a comedy, and it's closing night film, and it's at the Blue Note, also at 7:30 on Sunday. And it's a film that's also been hitting rave reviews, and it's called Meet the Patels. And it is hysterical. It's a documentary, and it's a brother and sister that made this documentary. And it started – this documentary started as vacation videos. And it's two people – if you can – have you ever been harped on by your parents to get married?
Oh, a little bit. I got married pretty young, so I didn't have to deal with too much of that.
And they're an Indian-American family, and they're a Patel family. And if you don't know this, many Patels own hotels. You'll learn a lot about Patel families.
Yes.
But the parents expect them it's all about the son. The son is getting harped on because he's older. And the sister is making the documentary tongue-in-cheek, and she's enjoying every minute of it. And the son is getting harped on by his parents, his loving parents who mean well. Please marry a nice Indian woman. And it turns out there's many ways you can find a nice Indian woman. There's dating services, for instance.
Right.
And eventually they go to India. Secretly, he's dating American women. And so it's about cross-cultural issues. It's hysterical. It's, again, about family, but it's so fun. And, you know, I think anybody can relate to it. And it's really showing the diversity of our country. But it's also anybody can relate to it because it's about a family that loves one another, wants the best for one another. It's about parents and children trying to communicate and having different experiences. It's about a sister and a brother, and it's a really exceptional. They use animation at times to express things, and it's a creative documentary. And I have to say, at other festivals, it's just been the crowd favorite. I mean, we chose it because it's won the audience award at almost every festival. People literally stand and clap at the end of it. So we feel when you end a festival, you want to end it upbeat. And 7:30 at the Blue Note on Sunday, it'll be a nice way to end the weekend.
Citizen Jane Film Festival, again, it's happening this weekend. The summit will be on Thursday, and then the film's Friday through Sunday, citizenjanefilm.org. Real briefly, as we wrap up our time here with Carrie Yost, is there any other events or any of the other things going on around this that you want to be sure and let people know about?
Well, if you like learning more about film, I will say that on Friday afternoon we have something free called CJ Film School, and you can join us in the Stevens College Studio A, also the Columbia Access Television Studio A. It's 1405 East Broadway, and you can learn more about film school. And it's also, if you want to sit and watch at home, it's also recorded on Columbia Access Television. You can watch it. And it's a good way to get to know about the filmmakers. We show clips of the films. So that's a good way to kind of see what you're interested in doing. We also have an event Saturday night. We have a really great dance party that's at the Bridge, I'd like to tout. And then films start throughout the Stevens College campus at 10:15, and then also at the Blue Note on Saturday and Sunday. So we'd love to see you there. If this is your first time, we've got a boost in ticket sales so far. So if this is your first time, please, our ticket office is open. And I would like to, again, I think the biggest challenge we have is people say, you know, I'm a man, can I come? Yes, you know, you can. I would say definitely, you know, a lot of our films actually star men. Like this year, I would love to say one of our locally stars in the film industry. In fact, Variety just named her a producer to watch. Katie Mustard has three films in the festival this year. And she's from Columbia, Missouri, and she'll be here in person. Saturday night, you can't miss We'll Never Have Paris. It's a comedy starring a guy that you might recognize from The Big Bang Theory. And she has another film, I Believe in Unicorns, and she has a film, Appropriate Behavior. All of them are huge and going to be in theaters next year. And she's a local from Columbia, Missouri.
Well, sure. So, Katie had a film in True False several years ago that I was in for about four and a half seconds.
Darren, so, famous.
Yes.
See?
Big movie star. So but Columbia, I love Katie.
Yeah, yeah, that's great. Columbia really has a niche in the film industry. And so I think that, you know, it's, it just can't say enough that although we're a women's film festival, women make films about everything. So don't be afraid, men. Don't be afraid.
Talk about how people get tickets. And I assume there's going to be a pass for all, but also tickets for some of the individual shows. If somebody says, well, I don't want to go to the whole shoot and match, but there's this one I want to see.
Right. If you go to our website right now, you can actually buy individual tickets now. It's www.citizenjanefilm.org. And to the right, you'll see a little bullseye and it says CJFF schedule. Click on that. That's okay. The easiest way. And then you can click on any film and it'll lead you straight to the tickets. Our box office actually opens Monday. It'll be open 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Wednesday, and then Thursday the hours will be longer, 2 p.m. to 8 p.m., and then on Friday it'll open at 10 a.m.
Okay, so folks have a chance all this week if they want to come out and get tickets. Come out and take part in some of this other stuff, too. The summit sounds like there's going to be some really interesting discussion going on. There's going to be the dance over at the bridge, you said, Saturday nights. There's lots of other stuff going on, and again, it's all to be found at citizenjanefilm.org. Citizen Jane Film Festival, again, the summit on Thursday, the films Friday through Sunday, citizenjanefilm.org for all the schedule there. Carrie Yost with the Citizen Jane Film Festival. You guys have a great weekend, and good luck to the Citizen Jane Film Festival.